Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that kind of punched me in the gut, Hope is Not a Strategy by Rick Page. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this one make you as uncomfortable as it made me?
Oh, absolutely. Hi, everyone. So the book is by Rick Page, and it's basically a wake-up call for anyone in complex sales. But honestly, even if you're not in sales, the core idea is universal. You can't just work hard and cross your fingers. You have to actually engineer the outcome.
Right. I think the thing that hit me first was how he just demolishes the idea that hope is a virtue. He says hope is an active liability, like it wastes resources and creates a culture of excuses.
Exactly.
And he redefines the whole sales process. It's not about persuasion, it's about navigation. You're not a peddler. You're a navigator guiding a group of decision makers through internal politics and unspoken needs.
That shift alone changes everything. Instead of asking, how do I convince this person to buy? You ask, how do I help this group agree on a solution to a problem they might not even fully understand?
Right.
And the first step is diagnosis. You have to uncover problems the customer didn't know they had, or reframe a minor inconvenience into a critical business imperative.
He calls it creating value before the sale. You ask deep questions that force them to quantify the cost of their current situation. Like, how much revenue are they losing because of this bottleneck? What's the personal risk to the executive if nothing changes?
By quantifying the pain, you transform a nice-to-have into a must-have. And then you've justified your price before you even mention it.
But here's where I got stuck for a second. He says diagnosing the problem is only half the battle. The real battlefield is the customer's political landscape.
Oh, totally. Complex sales almost never involve a single decision maker. There's a whole cast of characters with their own agendas. That's why Page introduces the concept of a coach.
A coach is not just a friendly contact. There's someone who has a vested interest in your success and is willing to share the hidden truths of the organization, like who the real decision maker is, who might oppose the deal, what criteria will actually be used.
Without a coach, you're flying blind. With one, you have a strategic partner who can help you navigate the politics. And you have to prove your value to them first, help them look good inside their own company.
Right? The goal isn't to be the best vendor. Is to be the best solution for the coalition of people who will ultimately decide. That means understanding the personal win for each stakeholder. CFO cares about ROI, VP of Ops about efficiency, IT about security.
And then there's the competitive landscape. Page says most salespeople operate in a vacuum, focusing only on their own pitch. That's a fatal error. You're always competing against a direct competitor, the customer's internal solution, or a competing priority for their budget.
So you have to map the competitive landscape as thoroughly as you map the political one. Understand your competitors' strengths and weaknesses, their likely strategy, their relationships, and most importantly, control the selection criteria.
Exactly. The salesperson who defines the problem and the criteria for the solution has already won half the battle. If you let your competitor define the rules, you're playing on their terms.
This is where I think the book gets really practical. He also talks about qualifying or disqualifying opportunities early. In a world where you're pressured to chase every lead, he says the most productive thing you can do is say no to the wrong ones.
He gives a framework. Is there a real funded need? Is there a clear decision-making process? Do you have a coach and access to power? Is there a compelling reason to buy now? If the answer is no to any of these, walk away.
That's the opposite of hope. It's cold, hard analysis, and it frees you up to focus on deals you can actually win.
Then there's building a business case. Page says it has to be built jointly with the customer, not presented as a pre-calculated fact. You guide them through the math so they become the author of their own justification.
That creates ownership. When the customer builds the business case themselves, they're not being sold to, they're buying. That's a powerful psychological shift.
And closing? He rejects manipulative techniques. For Page, closing is just the natural conclusion of successful navigation. If you've done your job, diagnosed the problem, built a coalition, developed a coach, created a business case, neutralized the competition, the close is a formality.
But he's also realistic. He talks about competitive displacement, unseating an entrenched competitor. The key is to avoid attacking the competitor directly. Instead, focus on the customer's unmet needs and the cost of the status quo.
Right.
You make the current vendor's inadequacy the problem, not your attack. By focusing on the future and the value of change, you create a safe space for the customer to consider a new option.
Throughout the book, he keeps coming back to this idea of control. A hope-based salesperson has no control, they're reactive. A strategic salesperson controls the agenda, the flow of information, the criteria, the timeline.
And he's very direct about calling out excuses. The customer loves us. We're the only ones who can do this. It's just a matter of time. He demolishes those illusions and replaces them with hard questions.
The one thing I'm actually taking away from this is the question, do you know why you would win? If you can't answer that with concrete evidence, you're not executing a strategy, you're gambling.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So whether you're in sales or just trying to persuade a group of people to make a big change, the core message is the same. Stop hoping. Start navigating.
Exactly.
Hope is not a strategy, but a clear plan and a willingness to engineer the outcome is. We'll see you in the next one.